在传道书里头有两个重要的字眼。
There are two important keywords in the book of Ecclesiastes.
第一个就是虚空。
The first is vanity.
第二个就是敬畏神。
The second is to fear God.
当我们看到生活的虚空，我们就会想要去追求充满。
When we feel and see the vanity of life, we will try to find some ways to find satisfaction.
只有神可以让我们能够真正的得到充满。
But only God could give us true satisfaction.
因为认识了虚空，所以来帮助我们去寻找神。
Knowing what is vanity will help us, will drive us to go find God.
当我们找到了神，我们很自然的就会来相信神。
When we really find God, we will naturally come believing God.
那我们不但相信这位独一真神的存在，我们要更进一步的过着敬畏神的生活。
Not only do we believe in the existence of this one true God, we will begin to live a God-fearing life.
所以在传道书里头，他谈到虚空，那他也一定要谈到敬畏神。
So when the book of Ecclesiastes discusses vanity, it would naturally talk about a God-fearing life.
如果只是谈虚空，那只会让我们觉得非常的绝望。
If it only talks about vanity, then it will give us a sense of hopelessness.
因为认识神，因为有神，所以不是绝望的。
But our life is not hopeless because we know God and we could live a God-fearing life.
请看传道书第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 7.
最后一句话说，你只要敬畏神。
The last phrase in this verse says, but fear God.
什么是敬畏神？
What does it mean to fear God?
应当怎样来敬畏神？
How should we fear God?
从一节到第七到七节告诉我们三件事情。
From verse 1 to 7, it tells us three things we can do to fear God.
第一节告诉我们说，到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
First verse says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God.
第四节说，你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延。
Verse 4 says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it.
再来第二节，你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
And verse 2, do not be rash with your mouth, nor let your heart utter anything hastily before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
什么叫做敬畏神？
What does it mean to fear God?
在第二节告诉我们说，我们留意着我们怎如何在神的面前。
Verse 2 says that we need to pay attention that we are before God.
那在这里所提到的是我们的言语。
Here it specifically talks about our speech.
我们什么时候在对神讲话？
When do we speak to God?
常常是我们在祷告的时候。
Often we speak to God in our prayer.
甚至我们心里在想，没有说出来，但是神也都知道。
In fact, God knows the very thought in our heart, even if we do not say it with our mouth.
雅各书告诉我们说，一个人如果在言语上他没有过患的话，这就是一个完全人。
In the book of James, it says that if a man is perfect in his speech, then he is a perfect man.
通常我们都很留意我们如何在人的面前言语不要有过失。
Often we try to be very careful about what we say in front of others.
事实上我们在神的面前也是要留意我们的言语。
But in fact, we need to be also very careful about what we say or what we think in front of God.
所以第二节简单的讲，什么叫做敬畏神，就是在神面前做一个完全人。
So what verse 2 is telling us how we could be a perfect
敬畏神。
How we could fear God before him, and the one way to do it is to be perfect.
好，我们请参考创世纪十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
当我们想到做完全人，我们就觉得说，这哪有可能？
When we think about being a perfect person, naturally we think, how is that possible?
我们请看创世纪十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1.
第一节，亚伯兰九十九岁的时候，主向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神， 你当在我面前做完全人。
Verse 1, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
我们常常说我们要跟随主耶稣。
We often say that we want to follow the Lord Jesus.
但是在这里神说当你走在我的面前你要做完全人。
But here, God said to Abraham, walk before me and be blameless.
所以我们不但走在神后面，有时候我们要走在他的前面。
Not only are we following behind the Lord, sometimes we have to walk before the Lord.
这是神对亚伯兰的要求。
This is God's requirement of Abraham.
那这也可以成为神对我们的要求。
This too is God's requirement of every one of us.
神在要求亚伯拉罕走在我面前做完全人之前呢，他说我是全能的神。
Before God asked Abraham to walk before him and be blameless, God proclaimed that he is the Almighty God.
因为神的全能，所以我们可以走在他面前做个完全人。
Because God is Almighty, therefore it is possible for us to walk before him and be blameless.
所以我们不要去否定自己说这是不可能。
So we do not need to discount ourselves and say that this is impossible.
因为在神没有不可能的事情。
Because with God, all things are possible.
所以我们要，如果我们敬畏神，那么我们就要努力的走在神的前面，做一个完全人。
So if we want to fear God, then we need to do our best to walk before Him and be blameless.
那我们就来仔细的看我们如何靠着神来做完全人。
So let's think about this deeper. How do we rely on God and be blameless and to be perfect?
我们请看约翰一书，约翰三书。
Let's turn to 3 John.
约翰三书第四节。
3rd Epistle of John, verse 4.
第四节，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
什么叫做走在神的面前
？What does it mean to walk before the Lord?
第四这一节告诉我们，就是走在真理上面。
This verse tells us, walking before the Lord means to walk in truth.
一个敬畏神的人。他就要走在真理上面。
A person who fears God will walk in the truth.
什么叫做按真理而行？
What does it mean to walk in the truth?
主耶稣在教我们的祷告文里头这么讲。
In the Lord's Prayer, he teaches us this way.
说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果我们是按真理而行
，If we walk in the truth，
我们会看重神的名、神的荣耀。
Then we would care about God's name and His glory.
我们会看重神的国度。
Then we will put emphasis on God's kingdom.
我们会看重神的旨意。
Then we will pay attention to His will.
但是在现实的生活里头，我们常常会看重什么？
But what do we pay attention to in our everyday life?
我们看重我们的享受、享乐。
We pay attention to our enjoyment.
我们会看重我们的地位。
Or we often work on our status.
我们会看重我们是不是受人的欢迎。
Or we make sure that we are welcome and popular.
我们会看重我们到底拥有多少的物质。
And we constantly think about how much possessions we have.
所以我们虽然说我要照真理而行。
Even though we claim that we want to walk in the truth.
但是事实上我们常常是没有照真理而行。
But in reality, we're really not walking in the truth all the time.
所以神提醒亚伯兰说，你要在我面前做完全人。
This is why God reminded Abraham to walk before him and be blameless and be perfect.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够按真理而行。
So that we could all walk in the truth.
我们这个 看重神的事情大过于看重我们自己的事情。
And that we would care about God's business more than we care about our own.
为什么大卫成为一个神所喜悦的人？
Why is it that David is a person after God's own heart?
因为大卫常常是按着真理而行。
Because David often walked in the truth.
他看重神的名，神的荣耀。
He cares about God's glory and God's name.
他看重神的旨意。
He cares about God's will.
超过了他自己的生命。
He cares about them more than he cares about his own life.
这就是为什么没有人敢去跟哥利亚征战。大卫他向扫罗王请求说，让我出去跟哥利亚征战。
This is the reason why David asked King Saul to let him go out and fight against Goliath when nobody else dared to do the same.
因为哥利亚亵渎神的名。
Because Goliath was blaspheming the name of God.
这些神的百姓就是神的国度。
He was mocking God's name and he was mocking God's kingdom, his people.
那大卫说，怎么能够让这一个没有受割礼的人来做这样的事情？
David said, how can an uncircumcised man do this to God?
他看重神的荣耀，看重神的国。
He cared about God's kingdom and God's glory.
所以他冒着生不怕这个生命的危险，他要出去跟哥利亚征战。
Therefore, he risked his own life to go out and fight against Goliath.
常常我们发现，我们的小朋友儿女呢，在这方面他们做得比我们好。
We often find that our children, they do this better than we do.
常常是儿女在这个小朋友在提醒父母亲，我们应该怎么？应该遵守神的教训。
Often, it is our children who remind the parents how we should observe and walk according to God's will.
因为感谢神，他们还有一个很单纯的心。
Because we thank God that they still have a very simple heart.
所以他们看重神的荣耀，看重神的教训。
So they care, they pay attention to God's glory and God's teaching.
这就是为什么主耶稣也要求我们要回转像小孩。
This is the reason why God, Jesus tells us we should return like a child.
因为我们要按真理而行。
So that we can walk according to the truth.
再请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's also turn to Colossians chapter 4.
什么叫做走在在神的面前做完全人？
What does it mean to walk before God and be blameless?
哥罗西书四章第五节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 5.
第五节，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming time.
这里告诉我们要用智慧与外人交往。
Here says that we must walk in wisdom toward those who are outside.
要做一个完全人，我们要用要用智慧来行事。
We need to practice wisdom if we want to walk blamelessly.
什么叫做走在智慧里头？
What does it mean to to walk in wisdom?
我想一个很重要的重点就是我们认清楚自己的身份。
I think one very important thing is for us to recognize who we are, our identity.
我们认清自己的身份，那么我们就做事情会有原则。
Once we recognize who we are and what our identity is, then we would walk, we would practice, we would live with principle.
我们就会走在智慧里头，用对的态度方法跟人来交往。
We would interact with people with the right attitude, with the right principle in mind.
那我们的身份是什么？
What is our identity?
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.
这里告诉我们这是我们的身份。
This verse tells us about our identity.
我们是神所在万人当中所特别拣选的。
We're the chosen people that God specially selected from all people.
他 让我们跟他一起当王。
He shared his kingdom with us.
哦，他让我们来侍奉他。
He allows us to serve him.
哦，他让我们成为一个圣洁的国度。
He makes us a holy nation.
哦，那我们是属神的国度，是他的子民。
We belong to him. We are his people.
哦，那我们为什么能够拥有这样一个尊贵的身份？
How can we obtain such royal status?
哦，因为是主耶稣基督的恩典。
Because of the Lord's grace.
所以保罗说，我们因为信主耶稣基督，我们都成为神的儿女。
Paul says that because of our belief in Jesus, we have all become the children of God.
哦，那怎么信主耶稣呢
？How do we believe in Jesus?
接着保罗说，啊，就是我们接受洗礼，让我们披戴基督。
Apostle Paul says that because we have been baptized and we could put on Christ.
哦，本来在亚当里头，我们都是罪人。
In Adam, we have all become sinners.
哦，所以我们不配称为神的儿女。
We're not worthy to be called the children of God.
那今天接受了赦罪的洗礼。
But now, after we have received the baptism of the washing away of sin.
哦，所以我们就恢复了那神儿女的身份。
Once again, we could be reconnected and we could resume to be the children of God.
哦，所以我们就披戴了主耶稣基督的这一个身份。
So we put on the precious status of our Lord Jesus.
哦，在福音书里头常常称主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
In the gospel books, it often refers to Jesus as the Son of God.
哦，所以我们受洗披戴基督，就跟主耶稣有同样的身份。是神的儿子。
So once we are baptized and put on the status of Christ, we too become the son or the children of God.
哦，这就是为什么照着圣经的洗礼是这么的重要。
This is why the baptism according to the Bible is so very important.
让我们罪得赦免，让我们真正的成为神的儿女。
Because it could wash away our sin and allow us to become the true children of God.
那洗礼是一个几秒钟的一个动作。
Baptism obviously is an action that only takes a few seconds.
哦，但是我们要常常记得我们的身份已经改变了。
But we have to often remember that our status, our identity has changed.
我们不再是罪人，我们是神的儿女。
We're no longer sinners, but we are now the children of God.
哦，所以我们要走在智慧当中。
So we need to walk in wisdom.
当有这个认识的时候。我们所追求的就会不一样。
Once we have this recognition of our true identity, then our understanding will change, will be different.
哦，因为我是神的儿女。
Because I'm God's children.
哦，所以我不再受这个世界来影响我。
Therefore, I will no longer be influenced by this world.
啊，这个世界有很多负面的影响。
There are many negative influences, and currents in this world.
哦，它会伤害我们的灵命，我们的信仰。
It will damage our spiritual life.
哦，所以我们是要胜过这些不对的、不好的影响。
It is important for us to overcome these negative influences.
哦，那更进一步的啊，我们来改变自己。
In addition, we need to begin to change ourselves.
我常常说，不是因为我们很好，所以神拣选我们。
I often remind everyone that God did not choose us because we deserve it, because we earn it.
哦，是因为他爱我们。
But because he loves us, he chooses us.
哦，在我们还不好的时候，他就拣选我们。
While we were still sinners, he had already chosen us.
哦，在我们还不像神的儿女的时候，他就让我们成为神的儿女。
While we did not behave like the children of God, he already made us into his children.
哦，所以我们认清楚这个身份，那我们要靠着神的帮助，努力的去。改变自己。
Once we recognize this identity, this special identity of ours, then we could rely on God to begin to change ourselves.
哦，所谓的改变自己就是效法主耶稣基督。
To change ourselves means to continue to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以主耶稣也被称为是初熟的果子。
Our Lord Jesus is also known as the first fruit.
将来我们复活的时候，要跟主耶稣复活一样。
One day in the future, when we resurrect, we should be like him.
哦，那今天我们活着的时候，我们活得像主耶稣的样式。
Today, while we're still alive, we should also imitate our Lord Jesus.
就像保罗所说的，变成主的样子。
Just like Paul says, we will begin to have the likeness of our Lord.
请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18。
我们众人都敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
今天我们跟神之间的这个罪的阻挡已经拿掉了。
Today, the obstruction of sin between us and God has been removed.
所以我们可以继续不断的努力的来建立我们跟神的关系。
So we could continue to build a stronger relationship with our Lord.
我们跟神的关系越来越好。
The closer we are to the Lord,
我们就越来越看见神的美好，神的荣耀。
The more clearly we can see His beauty and His goodness.
那不但能够看见神的荣耀，而且我们能够反射神的荣耀。
Not only can we see His glory, we could reflect His glory.
像这里所说的，我们也变成主的形状。
Just like the verse says here that we will begin to take on the same image of our Lord.
我们效法主耶稣，我们而且能够跟主耶稣一样。
Not only when we imitate our Lord, then we will become like Him.
因为我们可以已经没有阻挡，我们可以跟他建立起好的关系。
Because there's no longer a barrier between us, we can begin to build a really strong relationship with Him.
那最后一句话说，就好像是从主的灵变成的。
The last verse is that the last part of the verse is that just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
而且圣灵要带领我们，要帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will help us and will guide us.
那所以我们在生活当中，我们就常常能够坚持我们的立场，我们的原则。
So in our everyday life, we could be principally minded, and we could insist on our position.
不但没有被这个世界不好的影响，反而我们能够改变自己，甚至去影响我们的周遭。
Not only will we not be influenced by the world, but we could persist in our position and begin to influence the others.
那这个世界会带给我们什么影响？
What kind of influence does this world have on us?
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十五节。
Verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
在这里，保罗又一次的提到我们要像智慧人。
Here, once again, Paul says that we should walk wisely.
我们要走在智慧当中。
We should walk in wisdom.
十六节。
Verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
这个时代非常的发达，非常的进步。
This is a very advanced society.
但是从信仰来看，这个时代是很让人浪费时间、浪费生命。
However, from the perspective of spiritual life, this is a generation that has many distractions that will waste our time.
很发达，所以人应该有更多的时间。
You would think that because of technological advancement that we would have more time.
但是更多的时间人用在什么事情上面？
But where do people spend their spare time on?
那我们是一个改变的人，我们要珍惜神所赐给我们的时间。
We are a changed person. We should redeem the time that God gives us.
那什么叫做爱惜时间的人？
What does it mean to be someone who redeems time?
十七节。
Verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord.
我们知道神的旨意是什么，而且照着去做。
We know God's will, and we will do accordingly.
我们将时间花在做神要我们做的事情。
We spend our time on the things on matters where God wants us to spend time on.
那很多的世人，他们把时间用在什么事情上面？
Where do most people spend their time on?
十八节。
Verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人晃荡。
Do not be drunk with wine.
很多人沉迷于各种不同的活动。
Many people have their hobbies.
不一定他真的是喝酒。
It doesn't mean that they are drunk.
但是他们的这些活动就好像醉酒一样。
But all their activity, all the time that they spend in activities, are like wine.
看起来是他们参加那个活动，事实上是他们被那个活动挡住了。
Superficially, it seems like they make the choice to join an activity, but when in reality, they're being controlled by the activity.
很多的活动是让人晃荡的。
Many of the activities in the world actually result in indulgence.
那我们是改变自己，我们不去晃纵，我们追求被圣灵充满。
But we have changed. We will not allow ourselves to indulge, but rather we will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
19节，我们用更多的时间来敬拜神，来赞美神。
Verse 19 says very clearly that we will spend more time praising God and worshiping God.
那我们存着敬畏神的心，我们也彼此的来关心，彼此的顺服。
And with a God-fearing heart, we will continue to care and submit to one another.
神要亚伯兰，这个在他面前成为完全人。
God required Abraham to walk before him and be blameless.
那如何走在神的面前？
How can one walk before God?
我们再请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2.
第二节，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Chapter 5 verse 2. And walk in love.As Christ also has loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
这里告诉我们，我们要这个凭爱心行事。
Here, this verse says that we must walk in love.
一个敬畏神的人，他会很看重走在爱里头。
A person who fears God would pay attention to walking in love.
我们的生活里头包括着很多的我们的言语，还有我们的行为。
Our life is composed of our speech and our action.
那这里说我们要凭着爱心来行事。
Here it says that we should live our life by walking in love.
我们做事情一定会包括着我们的言语。
Whatever we do, we would have to use speech to communicate with each other.
如果我们敬畏神,
if we fear God,
我们会走在爱里头,
we will walk in love.
我们知道我们所做的事情、所说的话，不但会影响我们自己，也会影响到周围的人。
And we realize that our speech and our action will not only affect us, it will also affect the people around us.
为什么说会影响我们自己?
Why would it affect us?
因为我们一定会承担我们所说的话、所做的事情所带来的结果。
Because we have to be responsible for the consequences of our action and speech.
那别人看见、听见，也一定会对他们造成影响。
And our action and speech will also have an effect on the people who hear or touches us.
那什么叫做走在爱里头？
So what does it mean to walk in love?
每当我们说或者做，我们就想到我们对别人带来的是怎样的影响。
We need to think about the effect it has on others before we utter a speech or before we take an action.
我们要努力的去帮助别人的信心跟爱心。
We need to do our best to help people grow in their faith.
在信仰的道路上面，这两个信心、爱心是很真实的、很重要的。
Faith and love are two very practical matters in our journey.
我们也是不断的在追求着爱心、信心不断的长进。
We are also trying to grow in our faith and our love.
那我们的自己的追求还不够。
But it is not enough for we ourselves to pursue growth in these two areas only.
我们需要神的帮助。
But we need God's help.
我们也需要弟兄姐妹的帮助。
We need the help of our brothers and sisters.
如果我们大家都努力的来走在爱里头。
If all of us try hard to grow in love,
那我们所说的、所做的，常常是能够帮助别人的爱心跟信心。
Then our speech and action will often help others to also grow in their faith and love.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章二十三节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 23.
23节，巴拿巴到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，很久靠主。
Verse 23, when Barnabas came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord.
我们所说的话，所做的事情，也常常是因为我们看见了某些人或某些事情。
Often, our action and speech is a reaction or a response to other people's action and speech.
这里说巴拿巴来到这个安提阿的地方。
This verse says that Barnabas had come to Antioch.
他看见了那里的弟兄姐妹，他看见了神在那里的作为。
He saw the brothers and sisters. He saw the work of God there.
他就非常欢喜的，也来讲一些话。
He was glad, and so he began to speak.
他来勉励那些弟兄姐妹。
He encouraged the brothers and sisters there.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是许多人归服了主。
Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
巴拿巴所说的话呢，让人得到造就。
Barnabas' words brought much edification to others.
甚至连那些还没有信主的人，他们都受到巴拿巴的这个正面的影响。
Even those unbelievers were encouraged by the words of Barnabas.
所以这里说就有许多人他们来信了主，信了主耶稣。
That's why here it says that many people were added to the Lord because of Barnabas.
所以敬畏神不但是我们自己得益处，我们也可以让别人得到造就。
So to fear God does not only bring ourselves benefits, it can also help many people.
在神面前做完全人。
We should walk blamelessly before God.
所以，我们是不是走在爱里头？
Are we walking in love?
很简单的判断，我们所说的、所做的有没有造就别人的信心跟爱心。
A very simple way to tell is whether or not our speech and our action is helping others.
这就是为什么我们常常需要有沟通。
This is the reason why we need more communication.
这就是为什么我们常常宁可在做事情的时候，我们宁可不要那么急。
This is the reason why sometimes we need to slow down when we're trying to do something.
因为我们所说的、所做的，那个最重要的目的是要帮助别人的信心跟爱心。
Because the ultimate objective and purpose of whatever we say or do is to help others, isn't it?
那当然，我们也不要很容易的就用出这种对别人所说的或所做的说你没有信心或你没有爱心。
Of course, we need to be careful not to criticize others too quickly about their lack of faith and love.
其实大家都是很努力的要走在爱里头。
Everyone is trying hard to walk in love.
大家都希望我们的信心、爱心是一起的在成长。
Everyone hope that our faith and love will grow together.
只是有时候我们没有真正的去了解。
Sometimes it is because we have not truly understand each other.
有哪一个人不希望在神的面前做完全人？
Who does not want to be perfect before God?
我们如何在神的面前做完全人？
How can we be perfect and blameless before Him?
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
这里说，保罗说我们是要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Here Paul says that we must walk by faith, not by sight.
一个敬畏神的人，在神面前做完全人。
A person who walked before God will try to be blameless before God.
在神的面前是走在信心里头。
Before God, they will walk by faith.
在这里，保罗提到，将来我们要复活。
Here, Paul is talking about how we will resurrect in the future.
我们不再有这个 血肉之体。
We will no longer be in this physical flesh and blood body.
哦，我们要有一个荣耀的身体。
But rather, we will have a glorious spiritual body.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
哦，这是现在我们所摸不到的，我们眼睛所看不到的。
This is something that's invisible and intangible to us today.
哦，今天有很多的事情，我们会说我看见了，我摸到了，我才相信。
There are many things in life where we will say, I will only believe if I have seen the hard evidence.
哦，当然，神也给我们许多的真正的体验。
And of course, God has given us many experience in our faith.
哦，但是对这个将来的复活改变，这个我们要走在信心里头。
However, in the matter of our transformation and our resurrection in the future, this takes faith.
哦，我们不能够要求神说你让我看见。
Because we cannot ask God, show me the spiritual body or show me the resurrection.
哦，所以保罗才在这里，他才会说我们是要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
This is the reason why Paul says in this context that we must walk by faith, not by sight.
哦，所以一个敬畏神的人，他需要有这个对将来的盼望。
So a person who fears God is one who have this hope and faith toward the future.
那为什么这个会让我们成为完全人？
How is this going to help us be blameless?
好，我们是很真实的活在这个时间跟空间里头。
Realistically, we have to live in this very practical, tangible world.
哦，所以我们活在这个物质界里头。
We live in this material world.
我们需要物质来维持我们这个肉体的生命。
We need material matters to sustain our material life.
那物质它本来是中性的。
The material themselves is neutral.
但是我们常常会受了物质的这种捆绑跟绊倒。
But often we're bound by the material.
那所以我们必须要能够超越这个物质。
We may even be stumbled by the material things, and that's why we need to overcome. We need to transcend.
哦，我们使用物质。
Yes, we use these material things in life.
哦，但是我们超越它。
But we could transcend beyond them.
哦，我们不会受物质的控制。
We will not be controlled by the material matters.
我们不会受物质的捆绑。
We're not bound by the material things.
哦，那靠的就是因为我们走在信心里头。
And this is all because we have this faith about our future.
我们相信那美好的将来。
We believe the beauty of the future.
我们相信复活改变荣耀。
We believe in resurrection, in transformation, and in glory in the future.
好，我们请再参考哥林多后书第四章。
Let's also refer to chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
当我们走在信心里头，
When we walk in faith,
真的我们才可以超越了这个物质。
Then we could indeed overcome and surpass or transcend beyond the material world.
16节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Verse 16, chapter 4, verse 16 says, Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
我们这个肉体，它是一定会老迈衰败。
Our physical body will for sure grow old, and one day it will pass.
如果我们只是专注于物质的这一个肉体，
If we only focus all of our attentions in our physical body,
我们真的会对我们年岁的增长而来烦恼，甚至害怕。
Then we will definitely worry or be afraid of growing old.
17节，
Verse 17,
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory.
为什么人会被物质来捆绑？
Why are people bound by material things?
因为物质的原因，有时候会让我们有苦楚。
Because the material matter sometimes will bring affliction to us.
当我们匮乏的时候，缺少的时候，
when we are lacking something.
当我们遇到困难的时候，
when we encounter troubles and problems.
这我们的苦，我们的困难，常常都跟物质有关系。
These sufferings and afflictions are often related to material matters.
这就是为什么人很容易被物质来捆绑。
This is the reason why men are often bound by material things.
一个人如果被物质捆绑，他就没有办法在神面前做完全人。
When a person is bound and dragged down by material matters, then they cannot truly walk blamelessly before God.
一个人如果只专注于这个物质，他常常是没有那活泼的盼望。
When a person only focuses on his material life, then he cannot truly have a living hope.
哦，所以保罗说我们要走在信心里头。
So Paul encourages to walk by faith.
哦，那我们看到才会，我们相信那将来永远的荣耀。
We believe in this glory in the future.
哦，那我们就会有一个对的态度。是的，我现在有苦楚，但是这个是暂时的。是轻省的。
And with that hope, we will have the right attitude about our temporary affliction.
好，十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we do not look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
永远当然是比这个暂时更有价值。
What is eternal is obviously better than what is temporary.
但是我们能够真的去看重这个永远的吗？
But can we really pay attention to what is eternal?
除非我们是走在信心里头。
We can only if we walk by faith.
我们才会真的去看重那个永恒的价值。
Then we could see the true value of eternity.
我们才能够真的成为一个有盼望的人。
Then we could be truly a person with hope.
当亚伯拉罕他们年纪老了。
When Abraham and the other fathers became old.
亚伯拉罕他没有真正的全部完全的拥有这个迦南地。
Abraham did not possess the entire land of Canaan as God promised.
迦南地是美好的。
Yes, the land of Canaan was good.
但是亚伯拉罕已经知道天国的产业是更加更加的美好。
But by then, Abraham already understood that the inheritance in heaven is so much better.
所以他不是这个很不甘愿的离开这个世界。
So he did not leave this world unwillingly.
他是愿意离开这个世界而进入神所要赐给他的城。
But he departed from this world rather gladly because he knew he was entering into God's kingdom.
如何在神的面前做完全人？
How do we walk blamelessly before God?
我们凭着什么可以在神面前做完全人？
By what power can we walk blamelessly before God?
请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
I said this then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
这里说我们要顺着圣灵而行。
Here it says that we need to walk in the Spirit.
这就是为什么神对亚伯拉罕说。你要在我面前做个完全人。
This is what God means by when he said to Abraham, walk before me and be blameless.
因为我们的神是全能的神。
Because our God is almighty.
靠着我们自己我们当然是有很多的做不到。
By our own strength and might, there are many things that we cannot achieve.
但是这里说走在圣灵里头。
But here it says that we should walk in the Spirit.
我们就能够这里提到的是就能够胜过肉体的情欲。
The reference here says that we can then overcome the lust of the flesh.
其实最大的敌人不是别人，是我们自己。
We know the greatest enemy we have is not anyone else but ourselves.
为什么我们自己是最大的敌人？
Why are we the greatest enemy of ourselves?
因为我们有罪性，我们有情欲。
Because we have lust and we have a sinful nature.
但是这里保罗说，顺着圣灵而行，走在圣灵里头。我们就能够胜过自己。
But here Paul tells us that if we walk in the Spirit, then we could overcome ourselves.
这就是为什么主耶稣一直强调要将应许的圣灵赐给我们。
This is the reason why Jesus put so much emphasis on the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们从小就被教导要求圣灵。
This is the reason why ever since we're young, we're encouraged to ask for the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们常常互相勉励，我们要多祷告。
This is the reason why we often encourage each other to pray more.
我们不但求圣灵，我们要求圣灵的充满。
Not only do we ask for the Spirit, we ask for the fullness of the Spirit.
我们还没有得到圣灵，我们求圣灵能够带领我们，感动我们。
We ask the Spirit to guide us and to touch us and move us.
虽然还没有得到圣灵，但是圣灵能够在我们身上来工作。
Even though we have not received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can work in our life nonetheless.
所以祷告，多祷告，不是那些已经得圣灵的人才需要。
So, praying more is not something only those who have received the Holy Spirit should do.
还没有得到圣灵，我们也是一样要多祷告。
Those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit could also pray more for the power of the Spirit.
圣灵来帮助我们，感动我们。
The Holy Spirit will help us and it will touch us.
让我们走在圣灵里头。
So that we could walk in the Spirit.
这样子我们才能够真的走在真理当中。
Then we could truly walk in the truth.
我们可以真的来走在智慧里头。
Then we could walk in wisdom.
能够走在这个爱心里头。
Then we could walk in love.
走在信心里头。
And to walk by faith.
这就是为什么圣灵是这么的重要。
This is the reason why.Holy Spirit is so very important.
所以在神面前做完全人，圣灵也是一个重要的关键。
So in order to be blameless before God, having the power of the Holy Spirit is a key point.
这就是为什么教会一定要有圣灵的运行同在。
This is also the reason why a church must have the working of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们要常常祈求圣灵。运行在我们的当中。
This is the reason why we often pray for the movement of the Holy Spirit in the church.
敬畏神就是要在神面前做完全人。
To fear God means to be blameless before Him.
这个不是理想，这是我们可以做得到的。
This is not an impossible ideal, but this is something that we can attain.
我们看到这么多的古圣徒跟弟兄姐妹。
We have seen the examples of the saints and so many brothers and sisters around us.
他们走在圣灵当中。
They walk in the spirit.
他们走在真理里头。
They walk in the truth.
他们走在智慧里头。
They walk in wisdom.
他们走在爱里头。
They walk in love.
他们走在信心里头。
They walk in faith.
他们在神的眼中都是完全人。
In God's eyes, they are perfect, they are blameless.
他们可以，我们当然也可以。
If they can do it, so can we.
唱诗244首。
Let's sing hymn 244.